Beginning current daf mesachs about becoming daf tzadik beis of ginnam. Now, begin to test master begin with the gemara lamacha ice lemekachayu. So tomorrow, I want you to bring me from there, from either the source or from their the branches. But says test master, it sounds like the gufne adif medikli. Sounds like the grape vine is better than the palm tree. That's why they were weakening each other. So he wanted to bring with the grape vine and not the palm tree. So it says b'tem. It's a wonder because the isha shenafel mechos and gemara ksubas davayin tesam enough and says the maschal eloni over there. Amma says. If the woman has money, so you look up in karka. So you buy property with it. Dikli bilani, if you could buy either palm tree or regular tree, dikli you buy a palm tree. Ilani begufni, a regular tree or a grapevine. Ilani, a regular tree. Now, so you see the gufni gri, you see that a grapevine is less. I feel milani, but the regular tree, the gri medikli, which is less than a palm tree, and that's why you buy that for the woman. But here it sounds like that the grapevine is better than the regular tree. And then the palm tree. There's somebody to consider the gefunden by a grapevine. When a person puts in the effort, to prune and to fix the vineyard, it's a great profit. Regarding the properties of his wife, if he would buy grapevines, since it's a lot of expenses to take care of the grapevine, the vineyard, he wouldn't be concerned to spend for her assets because she owns the actual property, and it would go to waste. In that context, it's better to buy the column palm tree, which doesn't need some expenses, and therefore there's going to be some profit, but it's better for both of them. But that's only in that context. Rabbi Tam explains that the fruits of a palm tree, they just last longer than the regular tree and the grapevine. And regarding the next look of a woman, the main thing we need is that it lasts, and therefore that's why we'll get dikli. But again, generally, in quality, the grapevine is better than the palm tree. Now, says Tosis, that's not talking about that he got the blessing that he needed for Abimelech, and that was regarding becoming conceiving. The Malachim already gave the Besura, already gave the news to Sarah from the previous Pesach. What they were answering first was about giving birth with ease, like he actually done Abimelech, which was that their orifices should open. Next says Mata, with the words of Gemara, these are the Shvatim that their names were doubled, and they were the weaker ones. Now, Bereshis Rab, in the Medrash, Yesh Ipcha, it's actually the opposite. Shanachfalim, those who had their names doubled, Gibayimar, they were mighty, and that actually answered the next most question, Kamashi Yehuda, Shanachfal, like Yehuda, where his name was doubled, to show because of his strength. Next says Mata, begin with the words of Gemara, Migam, the Ruben, Shahid, Yehuda, who caused Ruben to admit it was Yehuda. So it says, really? Avakav, the Medrash, although it's brought in the Medrash, in Bereshis Rab, in Medrash Mishli, that it says, Vayeshav Ruben al bar, Ruben came back to the bar to find Yosef, and Malamed, to teach you where he was. Yishav Misake came back from his sackcloth, Umitanisa, and from his fasting, Shabilba Yisru Ovid, because he recognizes, he admitted that he had moved his father's bed. Now, Zahar, you called the Meister Tamar, this was before the story of Tamar, so I can say it was Yehuda that made him do tshuva. Come up on web, but yeah, he admitted to himself, but didn't admit in public, Adacha, Shahid Yehuda, until Yehuda admitted in public, and then he also did, and therefore that was the merit of Yehuda.